Hey, everybody, we're back again. Black Twitter this week. We got a full show for you tonight. RIP to our boy Nipsey Hussle. That means a lot to me for people who are from L.A. We also got the new hashtag surviving Cardi B. She's on the hit list now for the people, you know, for like, you know, abusive action in the Me Too list. We also got Chris Rock going in on Jussie Smollett, as well as Omari Hardwick going in on Beyonce. Well, I'll tell you all about it.
Tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
What's up? What's up? Hey. What's up? What's up? Hey, everybody. I'm Al Gregg. We got another guest host. We got Dominique in the house.
What's up, guys?
I'm going to throw to her in a second, but I just wanted to just lay out the show for you guys tonight. We got a really big show.
Yes.
Have you guys been following the whole Cardi B thing? The hashtag surviving Cardi B is a thing now. Like, surviving R. Kelly, surviving Cardi B. We also got RIP to our boy Nipsey Hussle, Neighborhood Nip. Morris come in about his murder right at his store right over on Crenshaw and Slauson. Chris Rock. We got Chris Rock going in on Jussie Smollett in the Image Awards, and Dominique's going to tell you all about that.
All the tea.
Yeah, and let me see if there's anything else we're missing. No, that's it. Let's just jump right into it. Okay. So Dominique,
yes.
Everybody. This is
I'm
my homegirl.
She's
back. She's an ABTBHL vet.
Yes.
She's in the house, and she's sitting in. And we're going to give her all the love, and she's going to give me all the support, all that good stuff.
We're going to have fun tonight.
We hope y'all have fun
with us, too.
All right. So the first thing we're going to talk about,
yes.
We're going to talk about Kim Fox. I don't know if you heard of her. She's the prosecutor in Chicago.
Yes.
She's the one who actually let Jussie Smollett off. It was her decision. She was the Cook County prosecutor.
Yes.
And she's the one who decided to drop all the charges, to many people's surprise.
Yes.
And there's been a huge backlash because he went from like 14 counts or 16 felony counts,
yes,
to not only getting off all the charges being dismissed. But ladies and gentlemen, apparently it wasn't even in his agreement that he had to do the community service. Like, apparently just did that on his own. That was, I guess it was like some type of off-record agreement. That's the thing that's real crazy about. Some type of off-record agreement. And so far, it wasn't supposed to be sealed, but it was sealed. So, first of all, I don't know. Do you have any first thoughts on that, Dominique?
Well, first of all, Kim Fox was on the rise before this. And
yes,
I just feel so bad because back to this and the R. Kelly, I just don't know where her career is going to go after this. But how do you feel? Do you feel like it should have been dropped?
Here's the thing. I'm going to give it to you straight. And
give
I
it to
you guys.
Me all the way
okay.
straight.
I was riding with our boy Jesse.
Yes.
I was riding with our boy Jesse the minute I heard it. The minute I started seeing all the facts come in.
When did the switch come
yeah,
in?
Yeah, you know, Forrest started to get more and more suspect to me. And here's the thing. I think there's a lot of people out there, and really I think a lot of liberals out there, who think you have to back somebody, you know, because their intent was good or if they make a mistake, no matter what. Let me tell you guys something. The school I come from is if somebody's faking the funk, they make you look bad. And they make the cause look bad. They make the black community
look bad.
They make the LGBTQ community look bad.
It's a reflection.
Yeah, it's a reflection on us because it makes it harder for the next person. So I understand once he was kind of trapped in that lie, he had to kind of ride it out.
Yeah.
But here's the worst thing to me. And this is like some sucker-ish to me.
Yeah.
He had to throw the Nigerian brothers under the bus.
I know.
He had his lawyer basically saying that, okay, well, he was. They were like, well was he assaulted? And they were like, yeah, he was assaulted. He was assaulted. And you know you did it. And then Pete Fizz, his attorney actually, what's his name on CNN, was actually going in on, Jesse said they were white guys. He saw they were white guys.
And then they switched it to black guys.
And guess what? You know what the attorney said? Well, we went on the Nigerian brothers' IG, and you can see him dressing up in whiteface like the Joker. I'm like, wait. So now you're saying they're dressed up in whiteface.
But you know what I think? I think it's one of those things, and I hate to say this, but it reminds me of OJ.
Yeah.
You know how, like, everybody knew OJ did it, but since it was so much going on in the black community where we were dying at the hands of police officers, we was not going
to
let this
We wanted to make sure he got a fair, trial. Yeah.
Even though half of us probably believe he did it, but since it was so much men black down, we're gonna let him slide. And I think this is what's going on. It's like, we got so many black stories of our men just falling down by the wayside.
And ladies and gentlemen,
we wanna...
as somebody who's had dealings with Tupac, there's no new Tupac.
Yeah.
And Neighborhood Nip, our boy, he just died, RIP. There's a couple of real ones out there who we ought to be celebrating and uplifting and keeping memorial. Not the fake ones who make us look bad. You know? It, yeah. It's like, come back home, brother. Jesse, come back home. We'll accept you. You know, go to rehab or whatever. Come back home. We love you.
And then another thing about Jesse is, like, you don't have to say you're the black Tupac or the next Tupac.
Yeah.
The streets will let you know that. You get what I'm saying? Like, you don't got to talk about it. You are about it. And but they give you that credit.
These days, everybody just wants to be so down and so woke.
And they just try so hard. Just go to sleep. I don't even want nobody to be woke no more. Everybody just go to sleep. It's just too much.
All right, so let's go to the tweet, Jonathan. We're going to see Kim Fox. She's the... she was the prosecutor. Ooh. Let's talk about the Jussie Smollett case. And then the, if you click on the link of... Oh, you don't have to click on the link to the tweet. I'll actually read it. But once you click on the link, she goes to this long article in the Chicago Tribune. Let's talk about Jussie Smollett's case. Let's talk about the alleged allegations, the decision about how to best prosecute him, blah, blah, blah. There was a considerable evidence uncovered in large part due to the investigative work of the Chicago PD, suggesting that portions of Smollett's claims may have been untrue and that he had direct contact with the so-called attackers. Claims by Smollett or others that the outcome of the case has exonerated him have been found, that he has been found innocent are simply wrong. He has not been exonerated. And that's what Kim's saying, because she's getting a lot of backlash. But ladies and gentlemen, the connections run deep. I don't know if you know this, Dominique, but it all started when Kim Fox, the prosecutor from Cook County, she got a call from Tina Chen, who was like an Obama aide. Tina Chen, this lady is, she was like the head of Michelle Obama's staff.
Wow.
So Jesse's tied in. You see him do the whole, you know, walk with all the Democrats and in the pictures with, you know, Cory Booker and all the candidates and stuff. So it's really tied in with that liberal community.
Yeah.
And FYI, people, you guys know how I feel about liberals. I'm a leftist. I'm a black man. But I have problems with this whole, like, Democratic liberal contingent.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are saying that it's politics and that because his family's rich and they're tied in, politically connected. I don't know. What do you think?
I definitely do think it's politics. I definitely believe that, I don't know, I just feel it's one of these things where you're just too far in at this right, we're just gonna have to play it safe and protect one another. It's just not about him anymore. As you can say, it's about Kim Fox's name as well. Now Obama's title is about them. So we just gotta do where it suits all at this point.
Okay. So go ahead.
But if I, and Maxine Waters would say, I got the gavel.
Wait, Maxine, your girl, Maxine came out defending him. Jesse Jackson, can I say this? This is my biggest problem. That's like the old Democrat school.
Yeah.
That's like the old liberals. God bless Auntie Maxine, and God bless Jesse. But, you know, I'm going to tell you the type of ish I'm on. I've been pumping on weed. I am on some hashtag ADOS movement. That's the political party. It's not a party, but it's a movement. The descendants, American descendants of slavery, and we're here for reparations. And that's the thing that black people putting first in addition to all these other, you know, causes like healthcare.
Yeah.
That's like our litmus test. We're not doing all this liberal stuff where, you know, we side with everybody else. I don't know. I'm going on
a rant. Actually has to pay restitution, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's that, but...
He was actually... now the city is actually asking him to pay $130,000, right?
Yes,
we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
That was the restitution. So...
I don't know. I'm starting to feel like Chris Rock. Chris Rock said Jussie Smollett just wasted the light-skinness, so... I'm sorry,
blew the
Jesse.
Light-skin privilege.
I'm just sorry. You just blew the light-skin privilege for me, bro.
That's perfect.
And I hate to say it because, like, I don't know the story, so I can't really say, you know, but, yeah, it looked kind of funky to me.
Yeah, so unless that's the perfect time to go to the clip of Chris Rock.
Yes.
By the way, our girl was actually there at the Image Awards.
I went to the NAACP Awards. I'm for my people, hence the head wrap, y'all.
And so we're going to comment all this. So let's hear Chris Rock clowning Jussie right here. It's not even Jussie anymore.
Really
Jussie.
Funny.
Not Jussie. Jussie.
Without the U.
I guess I got to present an award. They said no Jussie Smollett jokes. Yeah, I know. What a waste of light skin, you know? You know what I could do with that light skin?
Hashtag light skin privilege.
That is so true. You know you got privilege when you're lighter skin.
My career would be out of here. I'm fucking running Hollywood.
I just like that he kept it real. He didn't listen to what they said.
Yes, no, just... did.
Like, he couldn't even get it out.
What
he's just laughing.
What the hell was he thinking? From now on, I ain't never gonna know just... You're Jesse from now on. You don't even get the you no more.
Trevor is, like, cracking up.
That you was respect. You ain't getting no respect from me. Okay.
All right. So, yeah, so that's Chris Rock going in. And they also went in on him on SNL. And again, it goes back to what we were talking about. I think, you know, like, we were rooting for you. We had your back.
We did. Till all this
stuff started coming out, and you start throwing other people under the bus. And here's the thing which makes police mad.
Yes.
And I know he doesn't understand. He just doesn't get that.
Yeah.
Light-skinned privilege. I don't know. I'm caramel privilege, not light-skinned privilege.
I'm like, you ain't that far from the light-skinned spectrum now.
But let me tell you, when it comes to dealing police, and I hope you guys never have to deal with police, but they don't want you to come out and say, after you made a deal, a great deal, see, hey, everybody, I'm innocent, I've been exonerated. He should have, like, thank you, I'm humble, I'm out, I'm going to go work on myself. That's what he should have done. But all that just trying to go at Chicago PD and, you know, kind of, like, making everybody else look bad. It's like, that doesn't look good, and it doesn't endear people to you. Here's the biggest thing. Yeah. I think his biggest thing was, well, as people say, he didn't know the room. He didn't clock the room. He wasn't very self-aware about how he was being perceived. I guess if he thought he can get away with, like, being that cocky about it.
I don't know. But one thing I loved about Chris Rock is he's come from the old school comedian.
Yeah.
So he's going to say what he has to say.
You.
We're not sensitive. They wasn't sensitive back then. They said what they want to say, and they kept it moving for the laugh because it's the truth.
Thank God Chris
it's
Rock.
It's the truth thank of the
God,
truth.
Thank God Chris Rock said it, because I was wondering it's beginning to be, like, too politically correct to speak on.
And that's the thing that makes me so mad nowadays. Mm. It's like the things that should matter doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, you will protect an animal rather than somebody of color. So it's just like, it's so ridiculous.
We got to hold our own people accountable.
Chris Rock should have hosted the whole NAACP
right,
Awards. He was actually funny. He killed it.
That's nice. And we're going to hear more about the Image Awards. But all right, in the meantime, let's go to our next segment. Cardi B, #, surviving Cardi B. Have you heard of that hashtag,
surviving Cardi B?
Like there was # surviving R. Kelly. It is now trending on Twitter. #, surviving Cardi B. And there's a lot of victims coming forward.
Man.
And, you know, we have to support and believe all the victims.
We do. We got to give everybody a fair chance. Even though it's kind of hard to believe because these guys are so funny with their stories.
Yeah.
But you don't want to take anything, you know, not
take it
serious.
Too lightly.
So it's like, you need to be serious. But it's just so funny to me. I can't believe this.
Let me set the table. Okay.
Set it up.
I'll set the table. Last week, we broke it here on BHL that Cardi had this old IG Live had popped up where she basically had copped to, like, kind of like turning tricks and, like, luring guys, you know, from the strip club, sex work, we respect it, whatever, no judgment. But the thing is that she would drug them and take their money, and people leave out the sexual component of it. It wasn't just like, oh, she drugged them and took their money. No, like, to get somebody relaxed, you have to have sex with them. This guy woke up with an open condom wrapper on the floor, and so it goes really deep, people. So maybe I'm thinking, you know, I'm waiting to hear from Gloria Allred. Wait, let me turn to this for emphasis. I'm waiting to hear from Gloria Allred, Oprah, Gayle King. I want to see all this about this #, surviving Cardi B too, because we need to be equal, right? We need to apply this equally.
But this is the difference, though. R. Kelly wasn't really admitting it. Cardi B is admitting where she went wrong at. So I had no need for Gayle. The girl told me the truth already.
Okay, now you seem to think too that this is actually going to work in her favor.
I honestly believe this is staged, guys. I mean, I don't think it's like staged thoroughly, but I also believe, like, they got a new movie coming about strippers. I think this is going to do nothing but boast the movie sales. It's true to the story. It's true to the script. I mean, why not run with it?
Okay, we were talking about this earlier, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
This, for Cardi B, it'd be different if this was something that was off-brand.
Yes.
This is on-brand.
This is right on target
with
our brand.
This is exactly through showing, ratchet, you know, weed pulling Cardi.
Doing
hate to
what
say
she
it,
got
but,
to do to survive, you know, and tricking, it falls right through, honey.
It falls right in there. And let's go to the tweet,
it falls
though.
Right through.
Let's go to the public apology that Cardi, and I'll set it up for you. This is her on Twitter. All I can do now is be a better me for myself, my family, and my future. And I'll just read a few lines from it. So I'm seeing on social media that a live I did 3 years ago has popped back up. A live where I talked about things I had to do in my past, right or wrong, that I felt needed to do to make a living. I never claimed to be perfect or come from a perfect world with a perfect past, blah, 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 blah. Which she never did, but ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. Here's the question, because I got to ride for the brothers.
Okay.
Now she's making it like she's the victim. She had it so poor, Cardi B. She had it so hard.
I don't think she's making it as a victim. I think she's just stating the facts.
Okay.
Like, she's just keeping it all the way 100. This is what I had to do. Mm. And like she say, I'm not glorifying it. I'm not also not proud of it, but this is what happened. Like, I'm owning up. I think that's what she's doing. She's owning up to it.
Yeah.
And this is also another thing, too. We got to watch what we put online, because it's always going to come back. It's going to, people are going to pull that back up.
Yeah.
In the future, So just watch what y'all put. It may be fun in the moment, but it may come back
and
haunt you.
And here's something, I'm all about accuracy and I'm all about context. Mm-hmm. Here's what most people don't know. In this live that popped up, she was actually crying. It wasn't like she was bragging about, I used to do this and I used to do dirt. She's talking about like how hard she had it and people are discrediting her and how she suffered. Now, some people, you know, you can make a judgment again, right or wrong, about what she's doing, but it wasn't like she was proud of it on the live IG. She was saying these were the hard things that she had to endure. And like she didn't say she liked stripping. And doing this. Yeah. This is what she felt she had to do. So
now how many people did she do this to?
Oh man, we're about to find out. There's a lot of victims out there. A lot of victims have been popping up.
Oh Lord, they be coming out the blue, the world wise. Oh Lord.
Okay, so now that's a perfect time. So let's go to our hashtag surviving Cardi B victims. We're gonna pull up some video right now. Shout out to Daytime Tea Time. And we're gonna hear from our first victim.
What's his name?
Oh, I'm sorry, does it say in the description? I'm sorry, I didn't even catch it. We'll get you his name afterwards, but go ahead and roll it, Jonathan.
Victim number one. We're going to name him victim number one.
Take my drink, man. That's the last thing I remember, dog. That's the last thing I remember. I took one sip. Last thing I heard was
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at
this. Last thing I heard. All I know is I woke up, man. I was butt naked. All my money was gone. I had to run out the hotel with my dick in one shoe. That's all she left for one shoe. She took my clothes, took everything. I had one shoe, so I run down the hotel. I put my dick in my shoe. You know, I didn't want nobody to see my piece. And so I run to the hotel. You know, they gave me a voucher for...
Well, okay, let me ask you, and let me put this out to the people. People, okay, it's not a story that makes him look good.
Yeah,
it's funny, not. You know, I have no judgment. I laugh with it. But it's not like who would want to come forward and say something like that.
He had to run out the hotel with one shoe on, the other shoe covering his meat. But that's how he knew. The funny thing, it's not funny, I promise you. Forgive me, Lord, for laughing at this. But the thing is, I heard the clue. So that's how he knew it was Cardi, because of the bird call. And you know she always did that bird call.
Here's the thing. I like to think that was creative license, but let me tell you, here's what the real the real consistent thing that came off in another came off in another interview. By the way, do you know she's in this whole lawsuit with Tasha K? Unwind with Tasha K?
Yeah, because she's been like interviewing like her old roommates.
Yeah, and
old
basically,
employees and stuff.
For the audience who doesn't know, we talked about this briefly last week. Is that Unwind with Tasha K, another YouTuber, social influencer?
Yes.
She's been put it out there by interviewing her old roommate about how her and her roommate were in the sex business and how she had a smelly box and how she had to use like Vagisil or something like that, you know, and she was trying to help her. But so Cardi had been trying to sue her. But I think, I actually probably think it's Tasha K that put this video out, because right when she tried to sue Tasha K, this video came out. And this kind of makes her whole case look crazy.
Well, is it more videos about like these, the victims?
No, but here's the link. Monistat is the link. So let's go to 1306. And by the way, I don't want to say this. In the Tasha K video, Cardi's old roommate, she was saying how Cardi had like this big box of Monistat, and she was trying to tell her that's like not healthy to do that. And so I don't know. So let's hear what they say in the clip.
The funny thing is always this. People always try to throw out, oh, her coochie stink. But it wasn't stinking when I was smashing. It wasn't smelling like fish when you was
guys
smashing.
Be like, guys will hold their nose.
Y'all be crushed. Y'all do anything for the cootie cat.
All right, let's hear what this brother has to say.
It made me kind of believe him is when he talked about Cardi B dropping a box of Monistat. That was such a random detail. I'm like, why would you even say that? Now, when he said that, it triggered something in my memory. I remember when Tasha K interviewed Star Marie. Star Marie talked about Cardi B allegedly keeping boxes and boxes of Monistat. If you don't know what Monistat is, Monistat is a treatment that is used for women to treat vaginal yeast.
Y'all can see the expression on my face.
I could tell you this. That was another conversation we had at her house. She used to have boxes. I mean, boxes
but
like
this. But
the
fact they're saying boxes.
Yeast infection. Monistat?
Yeah.
Like, it'd be like 100 of them in a box.
But can I just...
All right.
That's what I asked.
Okay, let's stop right here.
Let me just say this. Also, I never had a yeast infection, but you can get Monocet for yeast infections, and you can get yeast infections wearing too tight jeans.
Tight clothes, yeah.
You can get yeast infections wearing thongs. Yeah. Like, it doesn't always have to be a sexual encounter. Yeah.
But I think the suspect thing is that she had a box.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I'm sorry, Cardi, because I actually like you, girl. But this is what we got to talk about, so we got to talk about it.
All right, so but, yeah, like, again, we say we don't think it's going to do any damage to Cardi B. If anything, it's more publicity.
It's more publicity.
It's on brand.
Bad publicity, good publicity is all publicity. And right. The thing about Cardi is she's not the type to get embarrassed.
Yeah.
She's going to own up to it. She's going to keep it moving.
Here's the lesson I hope she learned, because I'm sure...
I just hope she... Go ahead.
She spends so much time, though, like, responding to trolls and haters. I hope... And people have probably told her this, because you live by social media. That's how she got on.
Yeah.
You die by social media. But I hope she'll learn to finally, like, keep some things for herself.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, responding so much. All right, so let's
and
go.
And also for the guys, don't be just leaving your drink around.
Yeah,
guys
yeah,
and
fellas,
girls, don't
fellas.
Leave your drink around, period, yeah. Point blank.
Watch out for yourself out there.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go on to the next segment. We are going to go on to the infamous Omari Hardwick, where he goes in for a kiss on Beyonce. Wait, he actually went in for a kiss twice.
He did. The first one he got away with it, though, because he did a long time on cheek. And then he went back for it.
All right, so let me set it
up. And nigga ghost kissed Beyonce.
Dominique took away, and Dominique was there. Let me set it up, everybody. For those of you who don't know, the NAACP Image Awards was this weekend. And actually, it was funny because Jussie Smollett was nominated.
Yeah, he was nominated.
But he didn't win, and he didn't end up going. But at the awards, Omari Hardwick ghost... what's the show he does for 50?
Power.
Power.
It was totally Power.
Omari Hardwick, who plays Ghost, went in for a kiss for Beyonce. And I heard he didn't even dap Jay-Z up, or barely kind of like went right by him, which is a mad disrespectful. Anyways,
no, that wasn't happening.
That wasn't happening?
Yeah, that wasn't happening. He went up to Jay-Z first. They took a photo, okay. And then he moved to Beyonce.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see the clip. Let's see the clip.
What a receipt's at.
And you know what? While this is going on, let's just talk about it. Everybody look at Jay-Z while this is going on. So maybe we're imagining
that's,
Omari's
that's
over there.
Haley from Chloe and Haley.
Hi, Chloe.
Oh, Chloe.
He said he goes to Jay first, supposedly.
Yeah, I think he went to him to take a photo.
Look at Jay's dreads. I don't know, maybe you have to be like, yo, I gotta steal a kiss from
See,
you.
See, told you he went up to him first. And then he went up her.
Bam. There's a hug, the kiss, long kiss. Bam, and another one.
But Beyonce had a quick little moment. She was like, ooh, girl.
I saw a bit. I saw a freeze frame, like one little freeze frame where Beyonce kind of had a look.
Yeah,
I don't know what you think.
She had a moment like, ooh, that felt good. But
there it is. Let's see if we're running it back. Hey!
And then she had to get herself together,
so
like, okay.
So what you're saying, Beyonce wasn't upset by that?
I don't think she was, but I think after the fact she had to be because of Jay-Z. I think initially it would have been okay, but since the fact she is married and her husband is sitting right there, it's like, all right, you did too much.
Yeah.
But Beyonce ain't nothing wrong with a little kiss on the lip. I mean, Jay-Z did cheat on her over and over and over again.
We were talking about that. We were talking about that.
So she deserved a little peck.
Here's
okay?
Here's a conspiracy theory we were talking about earlier, is that what we were talking about, one of the Maori twins. I don't know those girls, those actors.
He's almost... Tia and Tamara.
Sister. One of them had been accused of flirting with Jay extra long, and the Beehive just totally went in on her. So, and then, you know, Jay, you know, you always hear about girls, you know, and Becky with the good hair flirting with him.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, it's time for, you know,
even
Beyonce.
Brendan with the bad hair. He can still be getting them all.
Maybe it's time for Beyonce to get hers. You know, hey, she's Beyonce. You got one chance. Shoot, I might go in. I can't blame him if I see Beyonce.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. But also, I got to tell you something, because like he said, I was there. Everybody, soon as Beyonce and Jay-Z came inside, the energy shifted. People were going to sleep. People were getting tired. They came in, and you would have thought Jesus came into the room because everybody was swarming them to hug, to greet them. And they had two big old security, so everybody couldn't get
Where
past
was Julius?
Them.
Where was his ass at?
So the security to let him through. He was with it.
Okay. All right, guys. So we got to move. Very good. That video is going to go viral. What was the song you said you heard?
That nigga ghost kissed Beyonce. That nigga ghost kissed Beyonce.
Let us know what you guys think about that.
Even mad though, because that's Beyonce.
All right, you guys, we got to go on to the next segment. We're going to go on to my famous woke segment, but we're not playing my conspiracy video because it's a very serious moment. For those of you who don't know, LA rapper, entrepreneur, icon Nipsey Hussle was killed yesterday, shot, I believe, 5 times in the body and 1 time in the head. And I'm going to get real serious about this. I pulled this shirt. I grew up in the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw District.
Crenshaw.
My parents are still over there. I moved further up in the hills. But I go back there, and I taught for like 15 years, so I have a lot of roots in the community. And I got this when he came out with the Crenshaw album. Mm. But the store he owns, the Marathon store on Crenshaw and Slauson, right smack dab in the middle of the hood. Everybody knows that. And it's 60s hood. It's obvious. Yeah. But it's there's cameras all over the place. It's busy. And Nipsey owns that one little strip mall where his Marathon store is. And I think he bought a barbershop next door. So basically, it was a spot.
Yeah.
I met his dad up there. You can go there and see him up there. You could see his brother up there. You know, it was, and you always felt like a nice neighborhood vibe there. But apparently, this happened literally in front of his store.
Which is so sad.
And I'm getting more details as we hear it. But I guess let's just, for the audience, let's just take a look at Nipsey's Twitter so you guys can know who he is and get a nice picture of Nipsey.
Yeah.
We call him Neighborhood Nipsey Hustle. His latest album was Victory Lap. He had another one called The Marathon, and the Crenshaw album was my favorite. You see nothing but shout outs to him. There's a nice picture of him. He was engaged to actress Lauren London.
Yes.
They had like a storybook, like hip hop, you know, romance. I think, you know, having kids on the way. Here's the thing that a lot of people don't know about Nipsey. Even though he was a rolling 60s, he was a Crip. He's one of those guys who represented for the neighborhood in a positive way.
Yeah.
Nipsey Hussle not only encouraged other people that have businesses in the community besides his, he encouraged black ownership. He had another store open up on Crenshaw, and then he's responsible for this other whole thing called Vector 90.
Which is the STEM program.
Mm-hmm. But for those of you who don't know about STEM, it stands for science, engineering, math. Yeah, science, technology, engineering, and math. Mm-hmm. And if you go to his site, Vector 90, this is where he would basically try to train people in the community about coding.
Yeah.
You know, and about building websites and, you know, basically get this technology up in our neighborhood for our community. So his roots run deep. And I don't know, just I guess, Dominique, tell me what you heard.
Yeah, this is really sad to me. Prior to last night, I was not a huge Nipsey fan of his music. After seeing everything that he did in the community, how he bridged the community, how he brought money back into his community, rebuilding it, even owning his masters, taking that seriousness of it, you know, being a family man, being a husband. Mm-hmm. I even watched some old footage of him doing his interviews and how he talked about these things that are so important. Mm-hmm. So that really touched base with me. And I'm like, damn, like another great black guy down, you know, somebody that stood for something.
Let me say this. I mean, people throw around that term real ones all the time.
But he was seen like a genuine.
He was one of the real ones. He was one of the real ones. And I know he wasn't a perfect guy, but he was somebody who could show you could come out of that neighborhood and you could improve yourself and your neighborhood and your community at the same time and empower your community. And there's a lot of conspiracies going on. We're talking about there was a long conspiracy theory because people thought he was working on the documentary for Dr. Sebi.
Yes.
That people thought that, you know, that he got killed because of that. They didn't want to put him that documentary out. What are your thoughts on that?
And the whole thing about that is, so at first, I'm not going to lie, I was definitely one of those people like, oh, they trying to get him because of Dr. Sebi documentary. And I literally had to think long about it. But now as more information is coming together, I honestly do not know. I'm 50-50 with it. I don't know. It could be true that they did kill him because of Dr. Sebi, and it could also be just another gang related or shooting. Yep. But what I do not want to say is I don't want to dismiss the fact that it could be the theory of the Dr. Sebi thing. Because let's not act that this haven't happened before.
Right.
People who are finally speaking out on the truth, they're being killed left and right. So. Yeah.
For people who don't know, Dr. Sebi was one of our brothers, our doctors.
A natural herbalist doctor who healed cancer, sickle cell.
Even he was working on a cure for HIV, they said.
Yeah, HIV. He cured literally everything through food. And the food was considered an alkaline diet. And the alkaline diet is basically non-hybrid food. Mm-hmm. It's food that has no acid in it at all. Mm-hmm. So this is vegetables that are God-made, not man-made. It's not manipulated. Mm-hmm. It's not manipulated in the laboratory at all. This is really what God has intended us for, eat for wellness. And this is something that he preached on.
That was something
that he cured Lisa Left Eye Lopez, like Michael Jackson, like the list goes on.
And Nipsey was one of the people who championed Dr. Sebi, RIP too, and was working on a documentary for them. Now, before we get out of here, let's just see a softer side of Nipsey with his girl. I'm sorry, Jonathan, you've been showing the clip. It's with 30 questions with Nipsey Hussle with his fiance, Lauren London. Here we go. And let's just watch a little bit of this. This is so literally cute. Like a few days ago, like 3 days ago.
Sitting here with, don't cheat.
I didn't
Let me mix these
I,
up.
I
Can I mix
at,
these up?
I was looking
up?
At my jewelry. I wasn't even looking at the question.
Okay. Take two. Hey, what's up? I'm Lauren London, and I'm sitting here with the amazing Nipsey Hussle the Great. This is the GQ Couples Quiz. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
He's always ready. See, he stays ready, so he doesn't have to
get ready.
This is so sad.
You got the script, damn.
You know, babe, I'm an actress. So, what is my favorite movie of all time?
You got like three or four.
Of all time, though. The one I'm always like, one day.
You think you're gonna get it right?
All the win. Yes.
I can't believe you got it. Got it with the words, right? Thank you so much, Jonathan. Score one for Nip right there. And you get a chance to see the softer side right there. And I guess I want to just plug some things before we go. We didn't get around to telling you guys about his store, the Marathon Store, but you can go to themarathonstore.com and you can order everything. So here it is. Thank you, Jonathan.
Yes.
Here's the IG. I mean, he had a ton of nice gear for you. Urban apparel, sportswear, shoes, hats. Women's clothing, men's clothing. And like I said, if you go to the store right now, Sloshin' and Crenshaw, it's like a 24-hour vigil there. People is still there, you know, in memorial to him. And or you can support his family, you know, by basically ordering from his business online. I'll just go out with
downloading his music as well, since he owns everything.
Yeah.
It goes to the family directly.
I'm going to tell you the last thing. And this is for those of you in L.A., you've probably already heard this. Maybe the rest of the country doesn't know. And, you know, the thing about that gang life. And by the way, Nipsey wasn't out one of those guys out there, you know, gang banging, you know, and shooting and all that stuff. He kind of evolved past that, even though he's down for his community. He was down for 60s. Go
but
ahead.
That's the thing that gets me. It's like, how can he possibly be shot that by gang related if he never had any issues being shot before?
Well, he actually has been shot before, but let me tell you what's coming back. Uh-huh. Because the guy that did it in order to put 6 shots in him had to get really close.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, there's nobody could be that close to him unless he was familiar with him, mm-hmm. unless he was from the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Like I said, that corner is always bustling. Nobody from no other set mm-hmm. who's not friendly with is going to roll up there. So now the word is coming back that it was some gang politics, some L.A. politics, not on some gangbang-ish, but more like there was the 60s is kind of going through this division. There was a guy supposedly snitched, and the paperwork came back on him. And, you know, half the people say you're not supposed to mess with somebody. Once the paperwork comes back on you, half the people, you know, I don't know. I guess he had a crew of people who were still loyal to him. And the guy rolled up, and Nip was like, you know, not like in a loud way, but like, yo, man, you know, you can't be here. You know, we know what's going on about the paperwork. And it's that gang politics. So apparently the same guy. By the way, they got on a video. It's all coming out now, like on TMZ. But apparently the same guy came back. Which always happens, people. That's that L.A. thing. He came back 5 minutes later, you know, with a strap, and he shot him. And he shot a couple other people, too. And we're trying to find out how
they were doing. Yeah, and two other people were actually shot as well. So we're trying to figure out if they're still living once they're healthy.
So, people, you know, those of us who are from L.A., you know, it's like beef, sometimes it stays around longer than you think. You got to always have your head on a swivel walking out the party, walking out the club, walking into the restaurant. And the thing is, one of the things I've learned is anytime you get in an altercation, mm-hmm. half the time it's never the end of it. It's never the end of it. You always got to watch about the comeback. That's
remember
the problem.
Remember when Pac said, he said something like, I used to have to worry about the roughed up way back, coming mm-hmm. back after all these years. Yep. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. That's the way it is.
That's the way it is. And, you know, and this was somebody who knew apparently this is one of his homeboys in the same set. So I'll just leave it. You know, this is allegedly.
Yeah, this is allegedly. I still feel like it's a conspiracy, but we're going to move on with it.
Yeah, we got to
move on.
We got to move on. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time, but I want you guys to join us here every Monday at 7 at the BHL Network. BHL, you can chat live in the chat, and we'll give you a shout out. And my name is Al Gregg. First of all, I wanted to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And I also want to say thank you to Dominique. What up, Dominique?
Thank you for having me. It was a blast. I really enjoyed this Black Twitter Talk.
Yeah, man. What's your IG and social?
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dominique Sarita.
Hey, everybody, your boy Al Gregg. You can follow me on IG at Algie_JamaicaHouseFilm and at JamaicaHouseDoc on Twitter and RIP Neighborhood Nip. Thanks a lot.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.